NHL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. 5 o'clock hour continues. Spirit of Sports Fest is what we're calling the show today as we bring Sports Fest to you. This hour, Sports Fest. Spirit of Sports Fest presented by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office. Designate a sober game plan. If you've been drinking, don't drive. The Tennessee Highway Safety Office reminds you that fans don't let fans drive drunk. We're all fans of our next guest who joins us now, Butch Spiridon, President and CEO of the Nashville Convention and Visitors Bureau. Butch, we've kind of been asking everybody this. How are you? How are you doing dealing with this at home? How are you and your staff kind of dealing with all this social distancing stuff?
Well, that's not in our DNA, to say the least. We like real people in real time. But everybody's working from home. Everybody's safe. We're reaching out to clients. We're trying to work with and help the mayor's office in terms of communicating and also resources from meals to first responders to hotels for backup sleeping accommodations for healthcare workers. So we're trying to make sure our industry, while it is staggered and maybe even down, that we are still viably trying to help the community and prepare for our rebirth.
But you've been through a lot of professional challenges. I know that. But this has to top the list. I mean, none of us, number one, saw this coming. So there was no way to plan for it. But I'm curious to know, like, as you got wind of this coronavirus issue and the SEC tournament closed down and things started to happen, what was going on in your guys' office in terms of trying to deal with something that we've never dealt with before?
Maybe a couple answers and maybe try to put it in context. So, yeah, I thought I had been through just about every crisis. Worked in Louisiana during the oil crisis where hotel occupancy was in the 30s and hurricanes in Alabama. And tornadoes in 98 and floods, 9/11. You know, so we have plans and we have contingencies, but nothing like this. So, you know, every time you think you're ready, you're not. Saw the virus kind of coming, you know, certainly following it from China all the way. And I'd be lying if I said I didn't have knee pads on and I was praying we could get the SEC tournament in, talking with them for a full week before, keeping them updated on everything the city was doing. And when we got to Wednesday night, I thought, okay, there's hope we could get this in because I knew we were going to lose sooner than later. And then that was snatched right out from under us and the bleeding and the hemorrhaging started the next day.
Butch Spiridon, our guest, I know there are staggering figures that go with us, how this affects the economy, but just from a convention and visitors bureau standpoint, what kind of impact do you even have a clue, Butch, that we might see financially from this?
Unfortunately, I have a bit of a clue. We can track canceled conventions the easiest. So just looking at 3 months worth of cancellation, over 500 groups and probably around $200 million in spending that's gone from March, April, May. More to come. That's about 37% of our market. So puts it in context. I think the real loss is triple that $200 million just in this short window. Again, never seen anything like it. Certainly more concerned about the probably up to 30 or 40,000 hospitality industry employees that are laid off at this point. It just hurts. I don't have any other word for it. It's painful to watch. You're trying to help everywhere you can. And, you know, you can't do enough. No matter how much you help, it's not enough.
How far out are people canceling? I mean, is there like a window we can look at to where people are a little more optimistic about things going in a different direction?
Yeah, you know, fortunately, our second half of the year bookings are really strong, and most of the bookings are March, April, May right now. We're seeing an uptick in June, but very little in July, August, September. So, you know, we're trying to keep people calm. We're trying to point to the fact that there is an end if you just follow China and South Korea and some of the Far East markets. So, and we've got to be ready to come back. While I might sound wounded, we're working on selling. We're preparing to bounce back. We're laying out our marketing plan. We have zero doubt that we can rebound, and we can rebound faster than most markets out there. So we're counting on that.
Butch Spiridon, our guest of the Nashville Convention and Visitors Bureau, you mentioned this, maybe looking elsewhere to see how other economies, because unfortunately, Butch, this is worldwide, so you can look and see how it's run its course all around the world. And I would guess at this point, that's what you've got, right? Are just those case studies to try to build on what you think the future might be, not just here in Nashville, but all around this country.
Exactly right. We know that China, in particular on hotel occupancy, is starting to recover. So we know the dip started in December, and it was pretty much a three-month run for them. We think we can recover quicker, some because of Nashville specifically, our geographic location. I would hope and certainly lend a little praying that we won't be hit quite as bad as a New York or an LA. A lot of that has to do with the concentration of people in a small area that fortunately we have the good fortune that we're a little more spread out, and we have a better shot at minimizing, but we're already hit and it's going to be around a little bit longer.
Butch, you've been doing this since 1991. I was just looking up some of your bio stuff. $6.5 billion in visitor spending. It just an amazing amount of money. And you mentioned all these people earlier. You mentioned layoffs. And what I've said before is the people who are being affected by this, bartenders, servers, all those people that work downtown, those people are the face of Nashville, right, Butch? Because when you come to town, that bartender that keeps your glass full with a smile on his or her face, that server that takes great care of you, when you go back to where you came from and you tell people about how great Nashville is, those are the people that you're talking about, really.
Without question. They are the front door. They are our face, as you alluded to. And they're just invaluable. We were already working tornado recovery-wise to provide assistance to them and others. And I don't mind saying, because I hope it spurs somebody else, we were the first to donate $500,000 to the United Way in their relief effort, in a effort to provide direct relief to these individuals that have lost their income and are certainly staring down a deep, dark hole right now. They have little hope, but we've got to give them hope, and I truly believe there is hope, and we will get out of this, and we'll be better. I was asking Kebmo, local blues, Grammy-winning blues artist, to do a PSA, and we were talking a little while ago, and he said, we're going to be okay, and we'll be greater later. And I told him I was going to give him credit, but I was going to steal that. He's right. We're going to be greater later, but we have some work to do.
My guess is, Butch, that and it's just a gut, but that when we pop out of this thing, we're going to pop out strong and fast, because people being quarantined in their homes are going to want to get out, man, and they're going to want to experience life, and that's what this city offers people, the opportunity to experience life.
You know, you're exactly right, and we saw it kind of coming out of the tornado. Our visitors love this city. It's not just like a normal vacation. It's a pilgrimage, if you will. They started sending money, sending supplies, coming to volunteers, and that from a bachelorette party to a corporate or association meeting client. Our client, the people we begged to come here in court to come here, were sending money and telling people to support us. Now, the virus has hit everybody, so that has slowed a little bit. But I can't say enough about our visitors. And to your point, I think we're going to be one of the first stops because we give them authenticity and we give them hospitality.
Totally agree.
But, yeah, but we know it's a tough time, man. We appreciate you and all you and your crew do to sell this city and make it what it is. And these are tough times, but as the great Kev Mo said, we will be greater later, and you'll be a big part of that. Thank you for the time today.
Thank you. And the cherry trees don't look so bad right now, do they?
They look pretty darn good. Thank you, Butch.
Thank y'all. Take care.
Butch Spirit on CEO of the Nashville, president and CEO of Nashville Convention and Visitors Bureau. You wonder how Nashville has become such a destination. That dude we're talking to right there played as big a role in it as anybody that there is. Got a word from Accurate right quick from Brent, and we come back. Kirk Herbstreit is all over the news right now. He talked about there being a potential of no NFL and no college football season. Well, we ask him about those comments, and you'll hear his comments when we come back next to 3HL, powered by the Tennessee Lottery.
As we know, the coronavirus has reared its ugly head here, no doubt. Whether or not you're stockpiling toilet paper, it's still affecting you because it has the markets in turmoil. What you may not know is that all this volatility has kicked off refinancing frenzy, and the plummeting rates have the big national lenders so backed up. Many are now on a 90-day wait or are raising their rates to slow down applications. Mike Hooper and Joe Stanford say that's not happening at Accurate Mortgage Group. Sure, they're busy, but they saw this coming and are appropriately staffed to help their clients take advantage. Even better news for those practicing social distancing. The whole process can be handled digitally. This means you could potentially save hundreds of dollars on your mortgage payments while still getting closed quickly while you are quarantined. Don't wait on the big banks get closed and get back to life without Accurate Mortgage. Call 615-833-0456. That's 615-833-0456. Go to AccurateMTG.com. Accurate Mortgage Group, a division of Acopia LLC, equal housing lender, NMLS number 4664. So.